What is one's chiyuv to learn Torah? Not sure what the question is. Are we asking when is mechuyav to learn? How much is mechuyav to learn? What is mechuyav to learn? What exactly is the question over here? Everyone's mechuyav to learn Torah, men and women. The chiyuv of men is different from the chiyuv of women, because a man's chiyuv to learn is to understand the Torah. A woman's chiyuv to learn is to know what to do. Very big difference. So if you're learning the halachas of Egla Rufa, so the woman's not chiyuv to learn the halachas of Egla Rufa, because not a geha. A man doesn't learn Torah just to know what to do. A man learns Torah, is chiv in learning Torah, to understand the Torah. If it's negel ma'isa, not negel ma'isa, it doesn't make any difference. He has a chiv to learn. Now there's a kadima to learn things which are negel ma'isa, because besides learning Torah, you're also learning what to do. A man also has to know what to do, not just a woman. So this way you kill two birds with one stone. Now the same learning that you've been Isaac with every Torah, you're also learning Torah. There are certain mitzvahs which are given in the Torah. For instance, the mitzvah of the din of ben Sarah Meira, that the Gemara says that it never happened and never will happen, because there's so many details which have to actually take place in order that a person should be considered ben Sarah Meira. So it'll never happen. So why does the Torah write this din of ben Sarah Meira if it never will happen? Well, it says drush for kabbashar to that you should learn it. I mean, kabbashar for learning, but a woman is pata from learning this mitzvah of the din of ben Sarah Meira, because not negaya her, it's not negaya anyone. The lach is that the even according to the Mechaba, that says that a woman does not make a bracha on a mitzvah saseh hazman grama, because she's part of the mitzvah. So according to the Mechaba, when a woman takes the arba minim or sits in the sukkah, she doesn't make a bracha on tzitzis lulav or leishav asukah, because she's not mechuyav in these mitzvahs. The Rama says with Naglar Rabbeinu Tam that women make brachas in all mitzvahs, even though they're not mechuyav, but they are mekayim a mitzvah if they did it. And even though that we say in the bracha shekut shanu mitzvosav with tzivon leishav asukah, and how can she say with tzivon leishav asukah? She commanded the Baruch Hu commanded us to sit in the sukkah when she's not mechuyav to sit in the sukkah. But it means that they commanded the Klal Yisrael, the men, to sit in the sukkah so they can make a bracha on it. Because they are makabel, they are mechuyav to do it, but if they do it, they have a schar for doing this mitzvah. But according to the Mechaba, you don't make a bracha because it's not mechuyav. But even according to Mechaba, a woman makes a bracha on Birch Satar in the morning. And all that, because a woman is mechuyav to know the mitzvahs which she's mechuyav. And how she's going to know the mitzvahs? How does she know what to do if she doesn't learn them? As I said, it's different. So really, a person mechuyav to learn Torah all the time. There's no special time when a person is part of learning Torah, except if he's in a place where it is against the covered HaTorah to learn Torah, like a mavos and tanafas. If you have or in a bathroom, it's not a covered of the Torah, so then you're not allowed to learn Torah over there. But the mitzvah of learning Torah is all the time. Now, a regular person would, he has to daven, even though the Rav Shimon Yochai holds that if a person learns Torah and becomes himself all Torah and not waste even a minute, he's actually potter from davening. But we don't have people like that today, so you're mechuyav to daven, and you have to eat, and you have to sleep. So it's not possible for a person to learn 24 hours a day. That's impossible. But there were, in Reb Chaim Volozhin's yeshiva, there were people who called themselves to learn 18 hours a day, which is very difficult. It means you probably didn't sleep more than 6 hours, and you, the rest of the time was for your meal, for you when you ate, and when you had to daven, and a person's personal needs. So that was called a tremendous masmid, to be able to learn 18 hours. But for people today, just if you learn when you don't have anything important to do, so then there's a mitzvah to learn. The Gemara in Brachos Samach Gimel says that loyal meal Otomis Benoit, Umnis Naki Vakala. What would be an example of this nowadays? Okay, so when we say Umnis Naki Vakala, it doesn't mean to say that you don't get your hands dirty. Like if someone's a plumber, where he makes his hands dirty, that's still considered Umnis Naki. Because the Nakia means Nakia Migezo. So, one of my sons has a special chukka. He had a special chukka to fix cars. He had a knack for it. But he said he can't make it a panos out of it. There's no panos in it. Why not? The auto mechanics make it a panos. He says, yes, they make panasa, but the whole thing is one big thievery. Why? Like, you go to the, you have a problem, the engine doesn't work. So the it doesn't, you can turn and it doesn't go on. So, cars used to have carburetors, so they say, you need a new carburetor. So, okay, you put in a new carburetor and it works. But the MS says, you don't need a new carburetor. The carburetor, you can, there's, in a carburetor, there's maybe one old spring that broke. So you take apart the carburetor and for 20 cents, you can buy this spring and put it in and you fix it. But people don't want about triach. And so they say you need a new carburetor. It's got $300. They once did a test that someone, that there is a cotter pin, I don't know what that is. There's a certain pin that has two sides, and one side bends towards the other side and comes out again. You can just push it in and it attaches two pieces of metal. Like there's two, if there's a hole in two pieces of metal, you just put this pin and just press it in and it sticks together. So the engine is connected to the transmission. So it is connected to the transmission with a cotter pin. They took out the cotter pin and they took it to dealers and mechanics to see how much it would cost to fix this. Now this cotter pin costs maybe a quarter and you just go put it in. So the first, the car didn't work. So they went and they took it to a dealer. The dealer said the engine is broken and you need a new engine, $3,000. They took it to another dealer, he said transmission is broken and it'll cost you $2,500 to put in a new transmission. The other guy said that this is broken, the other thing is broken. There wasn't the thousands of dollars. Finally, they got to a guy in a little gas station. And he said that the cotter pin is missing. So he took a wire and he put it in and he turned it, you know, like a tie band, you know, from a, so they had tires on him also. Why didn't you spend the 30 cents or whatever it cost to buy a cotter pin? You have to go and take a wire to after a while, right? Okay, so he says, that's how people make money in the automobile business. Even if what you say is emes, but the what you charge to get it fixed, not necessarily necessary. So that we didn't want to go into that. He didn't go into that because he said there's no money. If you want to be honest, there's no money in it. So in a key